introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order.
Launch control. We are going for launch.
Six, five, four, three. handle and too cold to hold, you're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show, your hour of power on Emerus Island Radio 92.1 FM. Kicking off the show, that was Black Label Society with Fire It Up. Yes, it's Casey Ferguson here, behind the wheel of the Rockmobile. I got a great show lined up for you lunatics.
Put your clothes back on, you depraved simian.
No guests this time out, not because I don't have a bunch of interviews in the can that I think you'll very much enjoy, but rather because I wanted to spin a few more tunes for you on this particular show. Now, unlike my podcast, on this show, sometimes I'll have a guest and sometimes I won't. Some weeks I might have a show theme, and others not so much. When it comes to this program, expect the unexpected. That said, on this particular show, you can expect some great music from Silvertide, Gary Moore, Logan Brown, Mark Lanegan, Blackstone Cherry, and more. Less talk, more rock. This is Egypt Central with Over and Under on Emerus Island Radio 92.1 FM.
Coming down to you. what's up? This is Dylan Villain from The Wild, and you're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
Strutting and strolling, ramming and jamming. You are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. That was Social Code, Nothing Left to Lose. Before that, Mark Lanigan in there as well with Riot in My House. And kicking off that set was Egypt Central with Over and Under. I came across an article I thought some of you might get a charge out of. I'll read some of this directly from CBC's website. The headline reads, Sudbury Man Punches Black Bear in Face. A Sudbury man is walking away with only scratches after fighting a 300-pound black bear. 61-year-old Rick Nelson was walking his dog in the Panache area on Sunday afternoon when he stumbled across the bear's cub. I sat down on a log and the bear cub poked its head out of the shrub nearby. I was so close I could touch it. It let out a yelp because I scared the heck out of it, Nelson told CBC News. I knew I was in trouble, he said. It's calling for mommy. Nelson is a former bear hunter, so he stood up knowing that he only had seconds to spare. The mother was coming full speed, he said. All you could hear was the bush crashing. Soon the bear was in front of Nelson and up on its hind legs. I had no rocks, no sticks, he said, but he did have a lot of boxing practice. Nelson tried to swing at the bear but missed, hitting it in the teeth. Now, if I can interject for a quick second here, that doesn't sound like a miss to me. In fact, that sounds like the opposite of a miss, a direct hit. But this is a CBC story, so I digress. The bear hit back, scratching Nelson across the chest and face. I knew it would swing first with its left, but it would really come with its right, because most bears are right-handed, Nelson said. So, Nelson swung a second time. I had the perfect shot to take. I did an underhand and hit it right in the snout. I have to interject again. I believe you're referring to an uppercut there, Rick. I can just hear this guy telling the story, too. Hey, hit him with an underhand, by the Jesus. Anyhow. That's when the bear's cub let out another squeal and started to move away, Nelson said. Now it was the moment of truth. What's the bear going to do? Is it going to follow its cub, or is it going to come after me? The mother bear turned around and it was snorting blood. It looked at me and I thought, oh no, here it comes, he said. But it just turned back around and walked away like nothing ever happened and followed the cub, Nelson said. So, I really lucked out there. You think? So Rick Nelson was forced to defend himself against a black bear and did so by punching it in the face. Well, I've compiled a list of animals that if forced to defend myself against, I'd most definitely, and in some cases gladly, punch in the face. Here goes. Pelican, emu, wallaby, marmot, armadillo, platypus, koala, that's right, a koala, anteater, bullfrog, seahorse, mosquito, some of these are insects, but I don't care, potato bug, ostrich, earthworm, giraffe, kangaroo, snake, any kind of snake, snapping turtle, jellyfish, porcupine, common housefly, dragonfly, sperm whale, because, well, never mind, owl, wasp, llama, honey badger, crayfish, aardvark, June bug, wolf spider, because it shouldn't have two animal names, yak, flamingo, pufferfish, seagull, octopus, pig, because if I punch it hard enough, bacon, marlin, blobfish, yeti crab, Irrawaddy dolphin, sloth, I'd punch a clam, and it wouldn't be my first time, stingray, naked mole rat, manatee, swordfish, possum, and lamprey. Do you know what a damn lamprey is? It's a jawless fish that is somewhat similar to an eel. And the hell with eels. According to Wikipedia, the adult lamprey can be characterized by a toothed, funnel-like sucking mouth. They are known for boring into the skin of other fish to suck their blood. If I'm ever attacked by a damn lamprey and survive, I'm going to punch every danged animal on this list twice. So lampreys, if you're listening to this somehow, and for some strange reason can understand the words coming out of my mouth, check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's right, Casey Ferguson got no shame. This is Brother Kane on Amherst Island Radio, 92.1 FM.
Welcome to the Manly Minute. I'm Dan Manly. Despite popular belief, studies show men are not more flatulent than women. So next time the missus blames it on the dog, you'll know better. The Manly Minute might not be a full minute, but it's close enough to satisfy me.
And you're listening to 92.1 FM. Island Radio.
Decibel Dealin', you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. That was Devil's Daughter by Silvertide. Before that, you heard from Gary Moore with Texas Blues. And at the top of that set was Brother Kane with Got No Shame. Speaking of Got No Shame, Rapscallions, ready yourself for a shameless plug. As some of you may already know, I will be the official MC for the first annual Voodoo Rock Fest in Napanee, Ontario, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Weekend passes are just $55 for 28 acts over the three-day rock festival. The list of performers includes Wild Tea and the Spirit, The Damn Truth, Amberwood, Double Experience, Revmatic, Dick Crystal and the Ice Gods, Kingstone, and Richard Cranium, plus tributes to Motley Crue, Tool, Rage Against the Machine, Jimi Hendrix, and Pearl Jam, among others. Voodoo Festival grounds provide free weekend camping with the purchase of your weekend pass, be it trailer, RV, or tents, and I'm telling you about this now because camping spots are limited, so book your spot right away, especially if you'd like to camp next to some friends or family. There are numerous places to get tickets, so instead of me listing them all now, I'd say just head over to musicfly.ca or like the Voodoo Rockfest page on Facebook. Best of all, this festival has a movable stage, so rain or shine, this show will go on. And now a taste of things to come at Voodoo Rockfest, as my next artist will be performing at the festival. This is Logan Brown with Ordinary Woman on Amherst Island Radio. Radio 92.1 FM. The Casey Ferguson Show? You can download all episodes of the show at CaseyFergusonShow.com. Plus, bonus content, prize giveaways, polls, and much more. Only at CaseyFergusonShow.com. One more time for the hard of hearing, that's CaseyFergusonShow.com.
I gotta hold on as these days go by. I keep on falling, you walk away. But you won't let me live. Love is so green in a beautiful kind of way. You got me wrapped around your pigeon bonnet chain. Gotta hold on as all these days go by. Hold on, baby, yeah. 'Cause I'm
through the pouring rain. Whoa, just the same.
Killer, no filler. You're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Emerst Island Radio 92.1 FM. Some local blues for you there. That was Riley and Riley with the title track from their latest, Movin' Train. Before that, you heard from Blackstone Cherry with Sunrise, and kicking off that set was Logan Brown with Ordinary Woman. Don't forget, Wildcats, if you like what you hear on this show, be sure to hit the artist with a like on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, or perhaps even buy some of their music. Hell, while you're at it, if you're feeling spry, hit me with a like on the old Facebooking machine at The Casey Ferguson Show. Let's keep the music going. This is The Civil Wars with I Had Me a Girl on Emerst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
Pray, but for all her wandering ways.
How's it going? This is Tim from Clutch, and you are listening to CJAI 92.1 Island Radio.
Standing at the corner of Marion First, wind dancing through her cotton dress. She gonna make it through life, come better or worse. All the time wearing her Sunday best. Keep on. Ruby Tuesday on the radio, you'll always hear sing harmony. She keeps the demons at bay with a shot of old crow, too proud to concede and too ashamed to pray. Keep on Allie, Allie, keep on. Keep on Allie, Allie, keep on. A fresh ache in her skin since remembered its truth. The deepest old wounds make the prettiest scars. She says tears are wasted on the ignorance of youth. She gonna bottle hers up in a little glass jar. Hey, believe her in mercy where mercy is too. And a certain kind of beauty in every sin. The ship on her shoulder ain't for me, it ain't from you. It's to remind her where she's going and how far she been. Keep on. Keep on.
Making your knees freeze and your liver quiver, you are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Exodus of the Deemed Unrighteous, that was Lincoln Durham with a track called Keep On Alley. And before that, you heard from The Civil Wars with I Had Me a Girl. You know, listening to that song, it's really a shame that the Civil Wars broke up back in 2014. In fact, it's always a shame when a great band breaks up, and I think quite often about all the great music that we'll probably never hear because of it. But I've said it before and I'll say it again, if bandmates aren't all pulling in the same direction, it may work for a while, but it's doomed to fail eventually. Believe me, after nearly two decades of playing in bands, I know a thing or two about this, and even though the Civil Wars were quite successful, winning four Grammys and having Adele call them the best live band she's ever seen, etc., it doesn't mean that it was working between the band members anymore. Precious little of being in the music business has to do with actually making music. You can argue all you want about separate dressing rooms and the like, but at the end of the day, musicians are people, and you have to look at quality of life when it comes to things like this. Yes, it most certainly is a shame about the music the world will miss out on, but ultimately, I'd rather a band break up and be honest about the fact that they can't get along than stay together because of financial reasons or industry politics. With that said, it's time for us to part ways as well. Thanks very much for tuning in. Jeff Beck will play us out with his version of the Beatles' classic, A Day in the Life. Remember, it's only an island if you look at it from the water. Until next time, this is Casey Ferguson, over and out.